Deuce of a problem. How the U.S.-Israel war on Iran has weaponized the global economy, turning the world's shipping routes into theaters of conflict. The Wall Street Journal. Scientists say Australia is the best place to go if an unprecedented global disaster strikes. Science Alert. Indonesia launches a plan to develop 100 gigawatts of solar power capacity. / Nikkei Asia. With regards to solar, New York struggles with red tape while California passes a balcony bill. / Canary Media. 36 of Africa's 54 countries are expected to install record amounts of solar this year. / Ember Energy. See also, if Anthropic and OpenAI's IPOs drive a surge of aid to Africa, will it renew dependence on foreign aid? Semaphore. The oldest temple in Shanghai is said to be a destination for young people praying for a career boost. The Wall Street Journal. Some tips for doing a lot of interesting things in your life without much money to start. The Technium. If you enjoy these headlines, please join us as a sustaining member to support what we do and unlock access to paywalled links. What's the first step to construct a granular apartment block? Do not build a consolidated megaproject. / Courtyard Urbanist. Starwashing refers to billionaires saying space operations can make life better on Earth while downplaying any negative consequences. / Grist. Amazon shuts down Mechanical Turk, its artificial intelligence platform. CNBC. You too can rename Lake Ontario whatever you like, at least on a map. / MapQuest. A weird coalition of liberals and conservatives are taking on the flock cameras building a vast surveillance network. Here's a crowdsourced map of cameras. Vox de flock. See also how the old English weird, which means fate or destiny, became weird, which is used to describe pretty much everything now. / Dead Language Society. Ahead of this weekend's start to the US Open, some examples of contemporary artists inspired by tennis. / Artsy.